Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see that Deion Sanders had his Mike Gundy moment?
I'm a man, I'm 40.
Don't be picking on the guys. Don't be picking on the college players because, you know, they're tender and they have feelings. They're not professionals.
I did not see the Deion Sanders rant. I mean, if this were 1985, maybe I could understand someone saying that, but especially with the guys that he has on his team that are very public with their nil deals, that does open you up to a little bit more criticism.
Yeah, so. I think so too, and also the way that they act on the field towards other teams or other fan bases. Past week they beat Colorado State, which they beat last year, and you know it's a rival, but Colorado State is not that good this year. And, you know, here's the team that comes in 0-2, wins a game against a team that's obviously lesser than them, but yes, is flashing the fans and things of that nature. So, so then he has to lecture the media because he believes the media is jealous of the amount of money that the kids in college are now making.
I mean, if that were the case.
And that the media is picking on these kids because they're making this amount of money.
No.
And he's trying to say that, you know, you got to. And I think Mike Gundy did it when he did it back when he, you know, did it for Oklahoma State. When he did that, was 10, 12 years ago now?
Yeah, it was a long time, yeah.
I mean, it's a completely different set of circumstances than where we are today.
Sure. And I don't think if it were the case that the media were jealous of players and that's why they're picking on them, then pro sports would, you'd never be able to cover it. Yeah. I mean, there might be an outlier here or there. With a media member being like, I can't believe this kid is making this much money and I'm sitting here grinding, maybe an outlier here or there, but that person's not going to make it very long because that's extremely unprofessional and you can't cover sports that way.
Yeah, he casts these aspersions as to why the media may be critical of a player and his decision making or dropping a ball or whatever. And he is basically saying, look, they're all, you know, young men. And look, I'm not in that locker room, so I don't know these players that are playing for him. He knows his son better than I do, obviously. But, he is claiming that, you know, the media is like, they make more money than me, so therefore I'm going to criticize them and I'm going to run them into the ground, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he goes, the landscape has changed in football, Sanders said. Once upon a time, you guys never attacked college players. Now they're making more money than y'all, and some of y'all are envious and jealous about that. So you're on the attack. It was hands-off a college player because he was an amateur. Remember? Remember that, guys? Now it's hands-on. Go at him any kind of way you want. They're making more money than me, and I'm mad about it.
I mean, it seems kind of juvenile, doesn't it?
What Deion's saying, or what is he implying?
Like saying the way that he's saying it.
I mean, that's.
I mean, you want to say, hey, look, you know, you're getting a little bit too critical, and I understand why you're getting critical because these guys are making money. That's one thing. But to say that the media is jealous of the players making money?
That's, I mean, that if that is true and there's one person out there that's doing that, then that person sucks and probably won't make it very long in journalism or covering a team. But to me, that seems. I know the money wasn't the same as it is now, but obviously NFL players were making a hell of a lot more money than reporters were when you played. Did you feel like there were reporters that were jealous of your salary?
Only Rich Cimini. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe Mark Canizzaro. Who knows? Maybe all of them. I have no idea. No, I never once thought that, but Deion's team is going through a lot of criticism. you know, for losing, and it's the hype train. You know, other college coaches can't stand it.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think that if you're covering Colorado State, for instance, and they're not a very good team, and they're trying to become a good team, and all of a sudden you run into this hype train as the Colorado Buffaloes, and the Buffaloes haven't played well under Dion, and let's say you're a media member covering Colorado State, don't you think that you could see them being a little bit negative towards Colorado, given all the hype and the lack of success?
Well, yeah.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.